213 Rock with Herreg Melodica on Vinyl Stimes Classic Rock Radio.
Hier sur la Web Rock Station, Vinyl Times, le Classic Rock Radio, en direct avec nous, Mr. Marcus Ulrich du groupe Them. Le guitariste est avec nous ce soir en direct pour nous présenter le groupe Them et aussi le nouvel album qui sortira le 30 octobre, Return to the Hammersmore. Ça, c'est sur 213 Rock, sur le Vinyl Times, le Classic Rock Radio. Hi Marcus, how are you?
Hi, good evening. I'm fine. Everything great. Thank you. Hope you're fine too.
Yeah, it's a great pleasure to hear you tonight on Tune Fun in Rock. The name of the Web Rock station is Vinyl Times Classic Rock Radio. Thank you very much for accepting my interview request.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, donc en direct, ouais, je vous l'ai dit, Marcus Ulrich, le guitariste du groupe, le heavy thrash metal rencontre l'horreur et le côté fantasy, on en parle tout de suite sur 213 Rock avec le groupe Them et son nouvel album Return to the Hammersmore, en direct avec le guitariste Marcus Ulrich. Marcus, with the new album Return to Hammersmore, here is the third part of a trilogy which was launched in 2016 and on the Sweet on Sweet Hollow and continued in 2 years later 2018 with a Manor of the Seven Gables. It's a lot of work and a lot of road traveled.
Yeah, that's a lot of work. So 2 years later we're back, and it's obviously it's not even a trilogy. It's really one story that began on Sweet Hollow.
Okay,
and it's now finished, so this is the final part, a Return to Hammersmore. Yeah, it was a lot of work, and the thing is that we released every album after 2 years, and we played some tours and some festivals and everything, so yeah, and not to mention that we come from the US and from Germany, so we can't rehearse every week.
Okay.
So, yeah. But we're used to that. So as we always say, we're pandemic proofed because we're used to work like that.
Ok, effectivement, ça a été beaucoup de travail, beaucoup de route, effectivement. Notamment, le premier album était sorti en 2016 qui s'appelait Sweet Hollow. Ensuite, en 2018, le Manor of the Seven Gables. Alors oui, c'est une histoire qui continue, bien évidemment. C'est juste le troisième album, c'est une suite, hein, bien évidemment. Tout ça, ça se suit, donc il faut reconnaître l'histoire. Il faut avoir, bien sûr, possédé les albums, les lyrics, les paroles, etc. pour comprendre ce qui se passe. C'est carrément un scénario. C'est, je vous l'ai dit, hein, c'est la rencontre un peu entre l'horreur et la fantasy. Il y a beaucoup de choses. Et notamment, c'est cool en tout cas. Je sais que le nouvel album, on l'a écouté avec mon partenaire Olivier, c'est juste dingue quoi. C'est pure bombe heavy trash en tout cas. Et allez, on développe tout de suite. Marcus, with my partner Olivier on the Web Rock Station Vinyl Times, it's been 3 years already that we were following you because the first and the second album was great, really heavy, of course. And we knew in advance that we had to be ready for the release of the part 3. Musically, it kills. And it well taught the story, of course.
Yeah, sorry, I didn't get the last question.
So. No, so I said the new album, the music, it kills. And it's a well taught story, yes. All the music kills.
Yeah, thank you so much. Yeah, it became even a little bit thrashier, I think.
That's right.
So we're all very much into that kind of music. So, I mean, Troy, the singer, originally sang in a thrash band called Cold Steel. Mm-hmm. And for the guitar players, that's just our roots. And when when we did the first one, I wrote the music and I didn't really know where to go. So I just wrote some songs and we didn't even know that it turned out to be a band. Now that it became a band and everybody's into the heavier side, we just thought it would be nice to make it even more thrashy this time. So the last one was heavier and faster than the debut. And now again, we just thought it would be nice to become heavier because probably everybody would expect that we become a little bit more commercial. But we did the opposite.
Non, effectivement, donc depuis le premier, l'album, il y a quand même quelques line-up, ça a changé un petit peu depuis qu'il est arrivé, etc. Donc l'histoire, la musique, tout a pris quand même une certaine route. En tout cas, ils ont voulu beaucoup plus trash, beaucoup plus heavy. Effectivement, c'est la nouvelle orientation du groupe. Ils se sont mis d'accord là-dessus, un peu moins quand même, avec quelques petites pointes commerciales, mais bon. C'est surtout trash, quoi. C'est là-dessus vraiment que Marcus insiste, quoi. Vraiment, quoi. And the return to the Hammersmore continues in the same thematic of its two predecessors and propose a concept with a captivating final, demonstrating at the same time the musical evolution of the band. As you said, thrash metal evolution.
Yes. So just because it is the climax, as you can say, it probably fits that it is even heavier. So in the beginning, when we start writing the music and everything, we know what happens. So we know what would happen in the story, but we don't know exactly what happens in each song. So when we just start and we write some songs, then it's kind of Troy, the singer, he says, okay, this could be somewhere in the middle, so we need another fast one, or I probably write a song. Usually the first song I always write is the opening track, and that somehow sets the mood for me. And then we just work closely together so that everybody knows what the album needs. We need a more commercial song. So Free, the first single, was written as a single. And that's the only one I would say it's a little bit happier, and the rest is pretty much heavy, straightforward, thrashy, some technical stuff. Okay. Is how we prefer that. Yeah.
Ok, effectivement, donc ils connaissaient l'histoire, mais ils avaient aucune idée au départ de la musique. C'est vraiment dans l'évolution, hein. Ils ont un côté très heavy, vous l'avez dit, on le répète encore, c'est un côté trash avec une pointe commerciale. Donc ils savaient, ils connaissaient l'orientation. Ils n'avaient pas encore tout terminé, mais ils avaient déjà un bon point de vue, concernant enfin cet album, quoi. And the album begins with a beautiful narration. Oh yeah. Yeah, it's beautiful. I said the album begins with a beautiful narration.
A very beautiful narration. It always, I mean, even the first and the second one began with a narration. And the funny thing is that it always begins while the album before ends. So it's always from a different point of view. So the second one began while the first one ended, with some children seeing what happens right there, and the third one just begins. And Ramson, KK's, kind of helper, he sees what happens in the end of the second album. And so we kind of need the narration so that everybody knows what's going on right now.
Okay.
And that kind of became, just a thing to explain so everybody who is into the story kind of gets what happens right now and how everything starts.
Ouais, effectivement, donc la narration est très importante dans le nouvel album. Elle est différente, c'est différent à chaque fois, donc sur chaque album. Maintenant, les gens commencent, puisque l'album va arriver, donc l'histoire va être connue, effectivement. Donc c'est très important tout ça, quoi. C'est très important. And Marcus, on the song In Age of Ascension, there is a little wink of the King Diamond spirit. I love the character of KFK, and his voice is perfect. Musically behind, it's solid. It's a super deal. It's boom. It's great.
Yeah, so that the high screams when he does the chorus. With a high King Diamond kind of screams in Age of Ascension. Yeah, it's really It's super thrashy, but I mean, them began as a King Diamond tribute band, but the only member was KK or Troy at that time, and it was just an American band, and they did tribute shows and played King Diamond stuff. Because he's able to do that.
Yeah, that's cool. It's great.
Yeah, but so just we don't want to be a copycat, and
of
I
course
think the music has absolutely nothing to do with King Diamond, but there are still people out there who tell us that we sound exactly like King Diamond, and I'm just like, yeah, what the fuck? I don't care. But yeah, sometimes it just fits. So it's kind of a, he just wants to show, and he shows that he's able to do that, and he still can do the high screams and everything. So that the guys who want to bash on us because we sound like King Diamond, they should have something to bash on. So he probably just did it because of that. I don't know.
Bien sûr, of course. Effectivement, dans le titre Age of Ascension, notamment, il y a un petit clin d'œil comme ça, hein, pour ceux qui, vraiment pour les connaisseurs, notamment sur l'album Zem avec le titre Sleepless Night. Il y a un petit truc en tout cas. Effectivement, anciennement, le groupe était un tribute band au départ. Et ensuite, donc, dans l'évolution, non, aujourd'hui, ça n'a rien à voir avec King Diamond. Effectivement, il y a peut-être, allez, une petite touche au niveau vocal, mais bon, ça dépend, quoi. Mais en plus, le chanteur est génial, quoi. Vraiment, hein, le personnage, le KK Fossor est vraiment, il est très très belle voix, musicalement derrière c'est très solide, ouais c'est un super deal quoi, ça se mélange très très bien, c'est parfait quoi, je vous dis, hein, le disque c'est une tuerie totale, c'est une grosse pièce, c'est masterpiece of heavy metal, ça c'est un très bon disque de la rentrée en tout cas. And Marcus, the quality of the choirs is incredible, oh yeah.
Oh thank you, we had Paul Sabu once more helping us.
Paul Sabu?
The choirs, yeah, Paul Sabu.
The guitar player?
The guy who... Paul Sabu, the singer.
Okay.
Did a lot of work for a lot of hard rock bands in the 80s. I think he worked with Madonna and Bryan Adams whatever, and a lot of AOR and hard rock stuff in the 80s. And he also has some solo stuff out. The funny thing that I always thought is super funny, I don't know if you know the movie The Thief of Baghdad.
Okay.
That's a film from the 40s, and that was his father. And Paul Sabu does a lot of stuff, and he helped us with some backing vocals on the last record, and we just asked him again, and he was very happy to do that, and he did an awesome job. So what you hear with the backing vocals is Troy, and it's Paul Sabu on some parts. Came together really nicely.
Ouais, effectivement, ils ont fait la rencontre avec Paul Sabu, donc il leur fait la description notamment, hein, il a une longue carrière notamment, et puis en même temps, je vous dis, hein, le titre Age of Ascension, il est génial, et puis il y a aussi une qualité de cœur derrière qui est juste incroyable, quoi. Ça, c'est vraiment un titre à écouter, donc son aide a été vraiment très très précieuse sur ce titre, quoi. Excellent, quoi. Continuons, and it's still going strong on the track called The Tumultuous Voyage to Hammersmoor with the drum set behind it's a real bombardment. It's so fast, so heavy. Bam, 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 bam.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so heavy.
Yeah.
It's the real bombardment.
It's really hard to play some of that stuff.
Yes, that's
the thing,
right.
The thing is, we come from the thrash stuff, and I just, as a guitar player, it's just in my blood. I love to play those fast rhythm stuff. I always say it's probably easier for me to play all Exodus records on guitar than one AC/DC record because that's just who I am. And the funny thing is that it's the same with our other guitar player, MJ Marcus, another Marcus. And he, yeah, grew up with the same kind of music. And the song he wrote on the album, he also wrote three tracks, the music for three tracks plus an outro. And one of the songs he wrote is Battle Blood. And that is even more difficult to play. It's just like, it's pure horror to play that because your right hand kind of suffers badly.
Okay.
After you play that.
Yeah, I know it's really... Ouais, sur le titre, hein, The Tumultuous Voyage to Hammersmoor, notamment, la batterie, c'est carrément un bombardement, quoi. Ça va très 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 vite. Double grosse caisse, batterie caisse claire, etc. C'est je vous dis, ça tue totalement quoi. C'est on passera le titre tout à l'heure, hein. Enfin tout à l'heure, enfin tout au long de la semaine en tout cas. C'est ça déchire quoi. C'est vraiment gros quoi. Et ça va très très vite. Il aime ce genre de Marcus aime ce genre de partie en tout cas à la guitare. Ça c'est génial. Ça aussi apparente aussi à notre titre qui s'appelle Bad Blood notamment. Effectivement. Donc c'est je vous dis, hein, c'est un très très gros disque quoi. And with the track Free, which also a single track release 1 month ago, it's much heavier, very catchy. The guitar solo is very melodic. The sweep passages are very nice. I can feel the beautiful touch on it.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I wanted I played a solo on Free, and I wanted something more. How can I say, more European sounding, something that's a little bit beautiful, because Free also story wise is a happier song, because KK and Remsen, they think everything gets better, they travel back to Europe, and of course it doesn't get better because it's a fucking horror story. but right when the story in Free is like kind of opening and everything seems to get good, and so the mood is different, and I just wanted to add something beautiful, more a beautiful solo, something yeah. more European, less thrashy sounding. So yeah, I'm glad you like it.
Yeah, the solo is cool. Yeah, very melodic. Just I can feel it, of course. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. And donc alors il explique notamment que sur le solo, il y a un très beau solo notamment sur ce titre Free, le single qui a été réalisé il y a un mois notamment, qui est très heavy, qui est très accrocheur aussi. Et donc il y a pas mal de passages sweep, il y a un très très beau toucher, hein, d'ailleurs pareil, hein, c'est un titre avec lequel on écoutera tout à l'heure, c'est juste cool quoi. Et donc ça le touche aussi parce qu'il a c'est aussi beaucoup d'émotions qu'il a donné sur en termes de solo et beaucoup de travail notamment. And on YouTube, 25,000 real views on YouTube, and your fans are really happy to listen to this music. It's nice. On Free songs on YouTube.
Ah, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, super.
Yeah, it's super, yes. It's a real views. Congratulations.
Yeah. Much.
Yes. And the title, The Thin Veil, develops differently. I find it more progressive, but it's heavy metal side on the voice of KK, and also it's heavy too on the chorus, because they are very close on these songs.
Yeah
it's very different.
It's very different, but I think he uses his normal voice more often now. So he did the high screams on the first one, and also a little bit less on the second one. But now it's different voices. And so when Troy sings, a lot of people don't realize how good he really is as a singer. Mm-hmm. So he can do almost everything. That's really, it's really amazing. And I think there are a lot of parts on this record where the voice is just fantastic. So he can do everything. It's super thrashy or aggressive, and he can do some very melodic things, and of course all the high screams and everything. So it's just nice to have very heavy and fast music, but somebody who's able to come up with a great hook line all the time. So that's really something I enjoy as a listener too.
Ouais, effectivement, le titre The Thin Veil, c'est un des gros titres de l'album qui est complètement différent, hein, notamment puisqu'il a quand même une touche progressive, et le côté heavy est dans la voix de KK, le chanteur et caractère comme ça, enfin personnage du groupe. Il y a une très belle voix notamment, et il est capable de la moduler en différentes choses, c'est-à-dire en plus agressive, en mode beaucoup plus clair. Il a différentes sonorités dans sa voix, etc. C'est juste un très bon chanteur, et comme pense que les gens ne réalisent, enfin Marcus pense que les gens n'ont pas encore réalisé à quel point KK est vraiment très bon, très très fort quoi, comme chanteur quoi. Et en même temps les chorus et la voix, tout ça c'est très proche quoi. Et c'est vraiment cool quoi. And I would like to take this opportunity to say that the mix of the album is very precious. It's good, awesome man.
Thank you very much. That was the same guy, Dave Otero in Denver. He mixed all three of the albums. But last time we weren't super satisfied with the drum sounds. We wanted to sound a little bit more organic. So this time Angel, our drummer, he also recorded the drums at his studio, at Dave Otero's studio in Denver. So from the beginning on, it was clear he knew exactly how the drums had to sound so that everything fits in the mix. And it was a good decision to record the drums over there. So it was easier for us because we played to the drums, of course, and we knew exactly the sound would be super amazing. And Dave Otero always does a great job, but I think it's the best sounding of three albums, and we're really happy with that.
Ouais, effectivement, Dave Otero a fait un gros boulot dans le terme, donc dans tout l'album, notamment, et le mix, il est fantastique, quoi. Il est vraiment très précis, je vous dis, et puis, notamment, là, les prises de batterie, etc., tout a été calculé, ils ont fait un gros boulot là-dessus. Il est très content, en tout cas, du résultat, et je vous le dis, hein, le mix, c'est juste quelque chose, quoi. C'est vraiment très, très bon, quoi. And Battle Blood comes at the end of the album, and that's this big title that sums up pretty well of the vibe of the album. Oh yeah, it's big.
Yeah, a super heavy track.
Yes.
Yeah, a super heavy track. I told you. Normally, I don't like those super simple choruses where the singer always repeats the title, but I just love Battle Blood and how Troy did that. So yeah, it's a super heavy and super fast song, and it's really hard to play. I can tell you. I really had to practice this fucker. But honestly, I can't wait to play that live. I think it's a live smasher, so we should really do that.
Voilà, effectivement, vous l'avez entendu, hein, il a hâte de jouer cet album en concert, en tout cas, oui, effectivement. Je vous rappelle en direct avec nous Marcus Ulrich, guitariste du groupe Them. L'album Return to the Hemismore, il sortira le 30 octobre prochain via Steam Hammer, en tout cas. Donc ça démarre avec Deluvium, notamment l'intro Edge of Ascension, en 3 The Tumultuous Voyage to Hemismore, en 4 Free, en 5 Field of Immortality, en 6 The Thin Veil, en 7 Wacken, en 8 Memento Morio Interlude, en 9 Hellhounds The Harbingers of Death, en 10 Battle Blood, en 11 Maestro's Last Stand et en 12 Finis. Notamment, voici le line-up au chant KK Fossor, Marcus Johansson à la guitare, Marcus Ulrich en direct ce soir, guitars, Angel Cott à la batterie, Richie Siebel keyboards et Alexander Palma à la basse. Ça, c'est The Album en tout cas, c'est un super beau truc. Je vous dis, l'album sera disponible en CD, des digipack notamment, avec une édition limitée en vinyle, 2 LP en bleu, enfin noir, etc., avec des imprimés à l'intérieur. C'est juste super beau. Tout ça, ce sera disponible notamment sur la page Facebook du groupe Them. Allez-y, notamment, vous y trouverez le lien du site, etc., pour les précommandes notamment. Et en même temps, c'est un beau disque. Je vous dis, ce sera un bel achat, en tout cas, pour cette fin d'année, quoi. And Marcus, I hope you are planning to play the whole album on stage when this COVID-19 the story is over.
Yeah, the story is over. I hope we can play live again. So we don't know. Nobody knows right now. I don't think we play the whole album, but when we go on stage, we usually mix everything together. We played the first album in a row when it came out because we didn't have more songs. Mm-hmm. But right now we have three albums, so I don't think that we play the whole album in a row, but we play probably work in blocks so that we play some songs from every album because people also want the old songs. Let's just hope it happens again so that we're able to stand on stage again.
Ok, effectivement, dès que cette histoire de Covid-19 sera terminée, le groupe sera donc de retour sur la route notamment et hâte de jouer cet album avec notamment, pas complètement puisqu'il y aura aussi des titres tirés du premier et tirés du deuxième, donc il y aura un bon mix parce que les fans veulent entendre tout ça, donc ça c'est très important. Marcus, just before the end, do you have a message for the audience tonight, please?
Of course. The album, give us a chance. I mean, you don't have to buy it immediately when it comes out. Just listen to it on Spotify or Apple Music or wherever you stream it. And after you listen to that, buy it. And thank you so much. Thank you so much for listening to the interview and for the interest in our band. So I really appreciate that. We all appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you very much for the interview on air tonight, Marcus. Thank you very much.
thanks to you for having me.
Yes, of course. Tout de suite, on continue en musique avec le titre Battle Blood du groupe Them, Return to Hammersmoor. C'est sur 213 Rock, c'est sur le Vinyl Times, le Classic Rock Radio. Marcus Ulrich, le guitariste du groupe, était avec nous en direct ce soir sur Vinyl Times, le Classic Rock Radio. Sur la Web Rock Station, Vinyl Times, le Classic Rock Radio, Battle Blood, Them, notamment Return to the Hammersmoor. Vous avez entendu Marcus Rui qui était avec nous en direct, interview que vous trouverez en podcast juste après l'émission sur nos pages Facebook notamment. Continuons toujours avec Them, Edge of Ascension, le titre, on en a parlé durant l'interview. 213 Rock.
Believe that we will
Corbière sur la Web Rock Station, Vinnie Times, le Classic Rock Radio, Them, Edge of Ascension, Return to Hammersmoor notamment. Vous avez entendu hein, Marcus Ulrich, le guitariste, était avec nous en direct. Cet album, il est juste cool, hein, du bon heavy, et sortira le 30 octobre prochain. Allez, elle est là, chaque lundi soir, c'est le Fire notamment. Quand elle est...